This is Father David Celery with this week's focus, Our Way Home. Dear friends, the overarching message of this week's gospel is always the divinity of Jesus. Never more so than in this week's gospel, one of Christ's last lessons before the crucifixion. We reflect on it now during the Easter season because it's a prediction that only makes sense in the context of the resurrection. You see, before this, Jesus had been hinting about leaving his disciples, but now he tells them clearly, I go now to prepare a place for you. This bombshell gets their attention, and in a flash, Thomas and Philip are all, hey, wait a minute, you're going where? To do what? To make a point, Jesus often uses Peter in the role of everyman. He's good-hearted and very, very biddable. By contrast, Thomas is every man with an attitude. He's the perennial skeptic. He needs convincing. Philip is another story. He's Johnny on the spot, receptive, helpful, eager to please. In framing this dialogue, first with doubting Thomas and then with fervent Philip, Jesus is boxing the compass of personalities. He's showing us that there are many dwelling places in his Father's house. There's room for Peter's and Thomas's and Philip's, and by extension, there's room for all of us. We're never meant to be cookie-cutter Christians. We're called to follow Christ, not in lockstep, for the same reason that this gospel's an Easter message. It's a perennial for funeral services. You see, it puts life and afterlife in the perspective of one whole life. It's an orientation class on where we are and where we're going and how to get there. It comforts, it inspires, it instructs. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. My friends, the resurrection is the payoff to this promise. Jesus is pointing our way home, and he's telling us there are tough times ahead, but don't be afraid. Trust me. The Father and I are one. Stick with me, and I'll stick with you. Follow me, and I'll take you home. This gospel raises some challenging questions. What's all this going home stuff all about? Our senses, well, they tell us that right here, right now, is the only home we know. But Jesus is telling us that this isn't our home. Sure, we have roots, we have an address, we have a family and friends, but we're not home. Like passengers on a jet aircraft, our surroundings appear stable, when in fact we're hurtling through space in a thin aluminum and plastic tube. This life, it's a passage, not a destination. The passage may be first class with fine wines and filet mignon, or it may be a super saver economy trip, squalid, cramped, uncomfortable, without even a bag of peanuts. But whatever the amenities of your life, never mistake this passage for home, and not because we're not at home. You see, the Christian life this side of the grave was never meant to be in repose. We're on a faith journey. We're pilgrims. We follow the Lord spiritually, emotionally, mentally. We're constantly on the move, day by day, making our way home. Yes, sometimes we stumble, sometimes we plod, but whatever our gait, with our faces to the Lord, every day we soar. His love sustains us. It draws us on. You see, Jesus wants all of us, the good, the bad, and the ugly. In fact, he's already left the ugliest part of us on the cross. Knowing our every flaw, he loves us in our sins before time began, and he loves us in his torment, and even now he loves us in his risen glory. When we falter, he's there. He's the hope that lifts us up and calls us on, calls us to take up our own crosses, to suffer our own Calvaries, to come home in our own resurrections. Jesus tells us he's the way for an awesome yet obvious reason. You see, he and the Father are one for our redemption, for our instruction. He's the love of God, the moving force in the universe, made flesh, the exact same carbon-based organism that we inhabit, subject to the same appetites, the same flaws and failings. What better way to say, follow me? His way is simple, yet profound. In the face of all, love God and neighbor actively, deliberately, constantly. Make living Christ's love the purpose of your life, the way you face every obstacle, the way you embrace every opportunity. Live Christ's love here and now, and you're halfway home already. Alleluia, He is risen. This has been Father David Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.